welcome back to another episode of Only a Bag, a travel podcast, and our mini-series about house-sitting. I'm Darcy, and this is...
Nathaniel! I'm working on a jingle for my name, because I think it needs one.
What are we going to talk about today, Nathaniel?
We're going to talk about our favorite house-sitting websites. And before we get started, I want to very briefly give a disclosure that in the description we will have links to all of these websites. And they will be affiliate links. Like I mentioned in the first episode, we do get a small commission if you use our link. And we will also provide, of course, non-affiliate links for those of you who would prefer not to, not to support us, but if you just don't trust affiliate links, mm-hmm. we totally understand. So we'll provide them both. Not all of these are going to be affiliate links. Some of them do not have affiliate programs. And the ones we are mentioning, we basically are the ones that we use. So there are a number of other ones out there. I think I mentioned in the first episode, like House Carers. We've never actually used that, so I don't want to mention it in our favorite because it seems maybe like I'm lying. These are the ones that we've either used and successfully gotten a house sit through, that we've had some very good conversations with homeowners, but never actually got a house sit. One that we just find a bunch through, but have never that we've paid money for, but we still haven't actually gotten a house sit simply because just timing didn't work out. But these are sort of the ones that are favorite and the ones we sort of keep up our subscriptions to. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fair way
and
of putting it.
It's, you know, just to be clear, we're being honest, just so you all know, with what our favorites are and the ones that we use, and all of our information is genuine. You know, we do have the affiliate links. It helps us a lot if we get some cents, you know.
Some of these are dollars even.
Ooh, when you click the affiliate links. But we're not giving you any suggestions based on any, like, us making money from it.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty succinct way to put it.
Thank you.
And without further ado, the first one we're actually going to talk about is Trusted House Sitters. We've talked about that a couple times already in this mini-series. Again, for another very small disclosure, it's actually Trusted House Sitters is probably going to be on everybody's favorite list because they do have a very generous affiliate program. Right now, without looking, I have no idea. I think it's like $30, something like that. If somebody signs up through our link, I think we make a decent amount. So it ends up being on a lot of people's lists of their favorite. So, you know, it makes sense that might sway people's opinions of mm-hmm. Trusted House Sitters.
But we genuinely do like it.
We genuinely do like it.
And it's also probably the biggest house sitting company, I think. At least it comes across that way. I don't have the data
I
on it.
I think it does have the largest amount of active users, and it is skewed a little bit. I believe... I will say some of them are skewed. A lot of these sites are skewed a little bit in general. It's sort of like if you ever go to Booking and you type in like, I want to go to Rome for 2 nights, and then the first 15 things that it pops up with are already booked, but they're like, book now for your next trip. And you're like, that's super cool. What's available for this trip? It's a little bit like that sometimes on Trusted House Sitters. I think Nomador as well. They'll show things that aren't available. They'll be like, these were available. I'm like, that's awesome. So when they say they have like, you know, I can't remember how many homeowners they have, like have signed up like a couple hundred thousand. It's not necessarily a couple hundred thousand people looking for active homeowner or looking for active house sitters. It's just that's how many people have signed up as a homeowner on their website. And I think the same goes for their house sitters. I'm not entirely sure. Again, most of what we know about these websites are as house sitters, not as homeowners. If you go to the article form, though, which will be in the description of this podcast episode, I've already written it, and it does have a little bit of information for homeowners. If you are somebody who also wants to try out house sitting, but as the homeowner, it'll just have some information on pricing and things like that.
And if you're listening and want to immediately look that up, it's onlyabag.com.
Yes. There we go. We're finally working our advertising into our own podcast. This is going to be difficult for us. So Trusted House Sitters is the first one we want to talk about. It is also one of the more, I want to say safe, trusted, it's in the word, but I meant they are the ones that actually you have to, they're one of the big ones for having to back up who you are. You have to send them a picture of your ID. I don't think you have to prove where you live. They ask you where you live, but I don't think you have to prove it with any like bills or anything like that. But they just want to make sure that the people who are house sitters are valid people, and then the people who are homeowners are valid people, and there's no scams, there's no money being exchanged hands, but you're also showing up to like some weird workaway program, like I've mentioned, where you're just working for no money and no pay. So it's also, and like Darcy mentioned, they are one, they have one of the largest user groups that are active, even though they've only been around, I think, since 2010. So they're only about 12 years old. But they currently have three different plans. Mm-hmm. When we first used them 4 years ago, I think they only had one plan.
Yeah.
And they've now changed it to three, but they haven't changed their prices, which I appreciate. It's expensive, I will say. Well, let me rephrase that. They haven't changed their prices since we've started using them. And they've always been expensive. I think they are the most expensive house sitting website. And their basic package, basic plan, is $120 a year, basically. $119, I think. And all that gives you is you get to make an account, send messages, book sits, and that's kind of it. That's the one that Darcy and I use. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of the... it's a simple one, right? I mean,
yeah, but it's functional.
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is.
There's not much else. A lot of these have, some of these have free options, some of these websites, but a lot of them, you're very much encouraged to pay, whether it's, you know, only certain people can use the free option, or only certain, like the homeowner has to allow you to be a free user to book their house sit. I'm using book. I don't know what it is. Apply for, I guess would be a good word. So we use the basic $120 a year package. One thing I think to mention, though, is when we first started house sitting, like 2018, 2017, this felt like a lot of money.
It did. It absolutely did.
Still does, I think. It still feels like a lot of money. But we realized that hotel rooms often run $100 to $200 a night.
Mm-hmm.
And for basically a year's worth of a subscription,
right,
we could get, you know... We could basically apply to as many house sets as we want, right, for the same price as a night in a hotel would cost.
Yeah.
The next one is the standard package at $149. I'm also, by the way, the reason I'm talking so much is I was the one who wrote this article. So Darcy obviously will be chiming in with information that I'm forgetting. But we figured this might be easier. That is, we haven't explored the standard or the premium package. But the standard package has like some perks, I think. Basically, if you save some house sits, they'll alert you if there's a change. Like if you save, like hearted them, basically. They have dedicated support. If you have an issue, you know, you don't have to wait in line, I guess. Or maybe you get to talk to somebody. I don't know if you get to talk to anybody at the basic package. There's liability protection, which is essentially if the pet you're taking care of does something and it's your fault, you're covered. In theory, if it's somebody else's fault, you should be covered by their insurance, but this is covered. Like I think they explain it. Like if your pet, basically, if you take the dog out and you didn't listen to the owner and they bite somebody or they break something or they deface something, then you're covered. And then they also have what I find kind of interesting, cause we've never used this, is 24/7 phone and video access to a vet, which I can't, I mean, I think this has been kind of that would have been helpful.
Yeah. Especially given that when we do house sits, we make sure that there's Wi-Fi.
Yes.
If you're in a remote location, you probably cannot use that perk.
That's a huge part of it, yeah.
But yeah. I think that's, I would feel better, you know, if we had that option.
Well, there's been a number of times, middle of the night, again, sort of figuring out, like, do we need to go to the vet, try to make sure somebody's there, try to get them out of bed, you know, small French town, is it like, what's going to happen? That I feel like it would have been less stressful to be like, let's just call this person anyway and see what happens. I think they all speak English. I don't know if it's also they offer different languages, the vets. They might, but it's supposed to be helpful. I've heard good reviews on it. We haven't used it ourselves just because, again, it was one of those things where, I mean, we're still at the place like, oh, $30 extra a year. Not like we're ever going to need that. And then there's the premium package, which is essentially the same as the standard. You get the same sort of liability protection, member support, blah, 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 blah. You get the video phone access to the vet. They also have two global airport lounge passes, which I find kind of fascinating. It seems a little bit gimmicky to me. It seems a little bit like, I mean, it seems cool, but also kind of like, I don't know. I don't know how much, to be fair.
They're putting some fluff on top.
They are putting some fluff on top,
but, you know, it's fluff. It's nice, I guess.
Well, I'm also, I don't know how much they cost normally, so I don't know if you're, if it's actually a huge savings or like if it's...
Well, a lot of credit cards are doing that these days. I think it's just a perk they can afford to give you. Feels nice.
That makes sense. Because they also, that's the one I mentioned, I think, two episodes ago, is the SIT cancellation insurance. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's cover, essentially, it's like if you show up and the homeowner either decided to cancel or there's an emergency if they have to stay or something like that, and you already bought your ticket. They do cover, at the very least, they only cover hotel rooms. It's actually $150 a night, up to 10 nights. I don't think they cover flights or anything like that. If you flew there, that's, unfortunately, it's on you. If you have trip insurance through your credit card company or something like that, you might be, or just through travel insurance, you might be covered. But they will at least, they being trusted house sitters, will at least cover a stay in a hotel, which I think is, you know, kind of cool, I guess, in a certain sense.
Well, it's a nice safety net to have.
Exactly. It's a nice safety net to have. That sort of wraps it up for trusted house sitters. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about anything for homeowners on that one? Not that we know much about it, but...
We don't. I did mention...
The price is about the same.
Yeah. As,
you know, for homeowners, yeah?
Basically, the price is the same for homeowners. The same $119, $149, $239. And the only difference, basically, is that it comes with a money-back guarantee if, you know, if something happens and you don't like it. It also comes with home and contents protection if somebody does break or steal something that belongs to you. In theory, you're supposed to be covered. I think, though, if I'm not mistaken, those only work if you actually already have insurance. It's not like in place of insurance. It's if you are already insured, this will help you or something. It's a really interesting to me because I think it's one of the only ones that charge the homeowners. Mm-hmm. Most of these are free for the homeowners and then charge just the sitters, which does make a lot of sense. And before we continue, if you do not mind listening to another ad, we're going to have a very, very short ad break. I think it's only 30 seconds long. And we'll be right back with Darcy telling us all about Mind My House.
Welcome back from the ad. Next, we're going to talk about Mind My House, which is quite a bit smaller than Trusted House Sitters. They have 200 active users typically at the most. You know, sometimes like during COVID or during slow times, it'll be 20 or something active sits. But they still fall under the category like Trusted House Sitters of being worldwide. So you can find house sits all over the world, not just in certain countries or in certain regions, you know. And it's quite inexpensive to sign up for, which is one of the reasons that we really like it. It's only $20 a year. And it does the same thing that basic Trusted House Sitters does. You can, you know, you see the house sits available and you can talk to the homeowners. I don't think that they have the same sort of identity checking sort of situation that Trusted House Sitters does, which makes sense for, you know, why they're so much smaller. I think a lot of people just feel safer having all those checks in place. But, you know, we like it and we haven't actually gotten a sit through them. It hasn't worked out. But we've talked to a number of homeowners and they're all quite nice and, you know.
And I think during COVID, we were actually two different homeowners, second pick or something like that, where they were like, we had somebody, we're not sure if they can come. Can you please be our second, we'll call you sort of thing. We'll let you know by whatever, you know, the 10th if they're going to make it. So it was successful in that sense that it almost went to the sit. But then their original house sitters, I think, were able to get into the country.
Yeah. And Mind My House is also cool because they often have sort of more quirky house sitting opportunities. There was one that we found it was on an island near Belize. Mm-hmm. And he's an expat, this person. But he kind of lives in somewhat of a shack. There's wild hogs on this island. It's a very small island. It's almost like it's his house and another house or something is all it is.
But another shack tiny. Or another something, shack. Yeah.
And there are wild hogs on the island.
That you had to do something with. It was not feeding them, but it was something like...
Some sort of management of the hogs.
And I think part of that was even he's like, if you don't have your own boat, I can help you organize a grocery drop-off from somebody he gets his groceries through.
It was very odd. I mean, possibly an incredible opportunity.
Yeah.
We did not apply for it. Because it seemed, a lot.
We're very much 21st century children. We need internet. And although the beautiful crystal blue waters of Belize and wild hogs is amazing, we were still trying to work online during this time.
Yeah. There was also, what, one in Kenya or
I think
something?
It was, yeah, something like that. And it was like a bunch of, I don't, it's not huts. It's like rooms without walls. But there was a roof. And there was just sort of, this person was very like, yeah, there's no mosquitoes or anything. It's just super like temperate and this and that. I think it was Kenya. It was like either Kenya or they were saying it was bordering Kenya or you can get into Kenya or something like that. Kenya was part of this person's pitch. But there's even like, there was one in like Costa Rica and you had to drive a 4x4, but they're like, it's very quiet. It's really great for like a yoga retreat. Mm-hmm. But they're like, only if you can drive 4x4s. I mean, some also go the other way, of course. And they're like, I need you to come house sit in like Northern Canada in the winter. You have to know how to drive a snowmobile. You cannot get to this house any other way. But yeah, my house is great for that. They mm-hmm. they have like really strange ones.
I mean, which if that's what you're looking for, awesome. I think I would love to do something like that one day, potentially.
When we don't need internet.
When we don't need internet and I can fully prepare myself for whatever the requirements are.
The freezing Northern Canada winter.
Maybe not that one. Okay. I was thinking more the Belize style.
Yes. And those I will just to basically add is that it's free to look around for the house sits. Technically for trusted house sitters, it's free to look at house sits, but there's this really annoying pop-up that comes up every 3 seconds and you can't click away from it. You can't close it. That basically says, like what you see, sign up for trusted house sitters now. Mm-hmm. And in theory, if you're good with like blocking the element or like using an ad block to block that pop-up, you can still see stuff. Or if you load the page and hit X before that pop-up is loaded in,
but they really don't want you to see what they have available.
Until
they want
you
to get a little taste of it and then pay the money.
I think they give you like the first 6 they have available and then they want you to pay. Mind My House lets you just look at all of them. Mm-hmm. They don't care. And I think all the other ones we're going to be talking about lets you look at all of them. Mm-hmm. There's no...
Without paying. Yeah.
And for homeowners, since I guess we talked about it for last episode, for this one as well, you can join for free. There's no cost. You just go ahead and join.
Which is potentially why they have such quirky sits sometimes.
And that can be it. It's like if you don't want to pay $120 a year, if you're in an island off the coast of Belize and you're not sure if anybody's going to apply, it's like might as well make it a free mm-hmm. application. And of course, like, you know, this does sometimes lend itself a little bit not to scammy sits, but maybe where there needs to be an extra, you know, leap of faith, you know, to take place because there isn't any valid, like I said, there's no verification process. There's nothing like that. It's free to sign up as a homeowner. It's $20 as a house sitter. So some people find Mind My House a little bit like not questionable at all, really, but just like, oh, I don't know if it's, you know.
You just really have to use your best judgment and have a lot of communication with the homeowner before you do the sit.
Exactly.
Which is kind of the case. Yeah, that's how it should be all the time. Just be as careful as you can be, but maybe a little extra careful when there is an extra verification.
And so the next one, moving out of the worldwide options, into Europe specifically, mm-hmm. Nomador is probably our go-to for Europe. And this is a kind of a weird one. It was like, I think it was started in Australia, headquartered out of France. I think it was other house sitting websites before it became Nomador, or like a team of a different one started this one. It's got one of those like just sort of very early 2000s internet start where it's like people just making stuff and changing names. But it's a very French heavy, website, which is good. In a sense that if you want to go to France, it's a great website. Yeah. It's like super specific. They also have some interesting, bits where they let you search by like countryside or river, or seaside, city, mm-hmm. Or mountains. So they kind of let you break it down by like, what's a house sitting near the mountains? That's really quite nice. But for spending money, they do have a free option. You can make an account and message homeowners, and you can receive their messages. And I think that's kind of it. I think they ask you to, they limit you on the amount of messages you can send.
Or the amount of houses you can apply for.
Yeah. Okay. And Nomador has this, I think I mentioned in one of the early episodes, basically the homeowner can reserve this house for members only, which means you have to pay their price, essentially. And that's $99 a year. I say dollars because you can pay in pounds, dollars, euros, or Australian dollars. And if you, I think we usually pay in Australian dollars because
it somehow ends up being like a few dollars cheaper.
$72 a year instead of 99 or something. Even, you know, with the exchange rate. So we pay with Australian dollars. I don't know if you're not allowed to do that, but I assume you are.
If anybody from Nomador hears this and, you know.
I apologize.
Yeah, let us know if that's not what we're allowed to do.
But that's something that lets you basically apply to as many house sits as you want, bookmark them, save them. And I think that's the one, like, you can provide multiple documents for identity verification, not just an ID, but a passport as well. And then obviously the homeowner cannot see these documents. But what Nomador does is it gives you a little badge that says this person is super duper verified, like 100% they are who they say they are. They also do have an option that is just a quarter of the year. It's $42 for the quarter of a year. But it's sort of like for just double that, you can get the whole year. So it doesn't make that much sense to go to a quarter unless you really only are going to be going to like Paris for a week and you need to find a house sit. However, so I said it's French based and one thing that is also there is Martinique and Guadeloupe or Guadeloupe. They're French, like not owned islands, but they're
territories.
French territory. Thank you. And so there's a lot of expats or non-expats, natives living in Guadeloupe, Martinique that also have house sits available, which is kind of interesting just because it's not that common to see, like when you look at the Caribbean or something like that. It's not that common to see house sits. I guess people do just rent out their house if they're not there because why wouldn't you? So it is kind of cool to see, like, oh, you could be on the, you know, be on the ocean.
Mm-hmm. On that note, though, do be careful. And I mean, we said this to death in the last episode, I think, but read the requirements and what's expected of you. There have been a couple in island countries where the homeowner has been very clear that their house is for hurricane season and you need to be prepared for a hurricane.
Yes, that's actually a really good point. But yeah, sometimes they aren't the easiest house sits. Yeah. It's like, hey, you have to know how to board up the windows and kennel the dogs.
Down,
and yeah, it's like, oh, maybe not. And that one we have used Nomador successfully. We've gotten a house, at least one house sit through there. And they have a system of badges, which is kind of cool. It's like you can earn badges. I think it's after the sit. It's just like what you're good with, you know, and it's sort of, it's supposed to help.
And the homeowner can give you little.
Yeah, like little, like left the house super clean, took care of my cat, it did something, you know, so it's like, it lets other people know what you're good at and what you have, I guess, not good at or have no experience in, which is kind of a cool system. So moving on to...
We didn't talk about homeowners for that one.
We did not. I believe it's free for homeowners for that one.
Okay, cool. Just
checking. I'm like 60% sure.
Okay, awesome. Let's move on to House Sitters UK.
So, Darcy, do you want to tell us about House Sitters UK?
Yeah, this is actually, weirdly, the first place we found our... This is where we found our first house sit. And it strikes me a little more as, like you said, with Nomador, it's like that beginning of the internet thing.
Yeah.
But House Sitters UK is under the umbrella, like we talked about before, of the House Sitters this place. House Sitters US, House Sitters Australia. So House Sitters UK has a very early internet vibe.
Yes, very much so.
And so like with all of the others, you know, we had a profile on there. We were looking at house sits and we actually got a message from the homeowners pitching us on house sitting for them. And it was incredibly lucky and that, you know, has been one of the best opportunities we have had. But it's super great, you know. Works the same as the others. You message homeowners, they can message you, and it's £29 a year. So it's, I think, quite affordable, but it is just for the UK. So that does not include Ireland. But you get all the three other bits, you know.
I think it's four, technically.
Four: England, Scotland, Northern Ireland,
and Wales.
And Wales. Oh, and Wales. Oh, sorry, Wales. I wasn't including you separate.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, the Welsh. Oh, they're gonna hate me.
All of Wales. And I hate you.
And it's free for homeowners.
Yeah.
Right? Super. I mean, it's quite straightforward. I like it a lot.
It's one of those great, like, getting your feet wet sort of ones, especially if you're going to the UK anyway. And it's, like, I mean, it really is, for being such a quote-unquote basic site, it has, like, pages of house sits available at any given time. It does seem really common that basically people go on vacation and need somebody to take care of their pets. Mm-hmm. Again, like any other place, some of these are in the middle of like London or Edinburgh or, you know, right in the middle of the city. And some of these are like, oh, it's on this tiny little island. I hope you know how to row a boat because that's the only way to get here.
Or the middle of the countryside.
Or the middle of the countryside. Mm-hmm. You need a car or... there's a few other sort of like, you know, obviously, again, kind of goes back to the whole thing of looking. Like, do you know how to take care of sheep? You'll be fine. Is it just one dog? Perfect. So there's that type of vibe that House Sitters UK has. But it's just, if you haven't done it before, if you haven't house sat before, I think it's actually you told your cousin about it.
Oh, yes. I do have a cousin who was interested in doing house sitting and she wanted to go to England. And
this is how
she started. Yeah.
So it's been really kind of funny just because it's because it's so cheap, I think it ends up just being like the easy go-to option. Mm-hmm. And in that same family there's also like, so actually switching over to the United States, there's House Sitters US. I think I mentioned in earlier episodes, there is like House Sitters has, I think it's actually House Sitters America maybe, but they have Australia, America, New Zealand, UK, I think one or two other Canada maybe. And so they have like this, you know, they're very specific. But the United States, to clarify, Trusted House Sitters also works for the United States. You can absolutely, you know, they have a number of house sits available for the United States at any given time. It's just House Sitters America or House Sitters US has another option. And part of the reason is House Sitters America is $50 a year. Trusted House Sitters is $120 a year. So if you know for a fact you're only going to be in the United States and that's what you need,
yeah,
especially if you're not from the United States, it's like, there's no point in paying extra for getting this whole world when you don't need it.
And if you are from the US, it's another good opportunity to get your feet wet.
100%. Yeah. Especially if you have a car, mm-hmm. because these are some, you know, you could just, I mean, we're from Savannah, like I think I mentioned much earlier in this mini series. And there are a number, not necessarily in Savannah, but like Charleston or Jacksonville or places that we can drive to in a few hours. And so it doesn't feel like having to take this giant trip somewhere, but it's like, oh, yeah, let's go just see if we like this or not.
And it's an opportunity, like all the others, to see a place that's not where you're from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. And so that's pretty much it. Those are our five favorite ones. Those are the ones we use most often, I will say. There are, I want to say like 20 mm-hmm. websites that are dedicated to house sitting. Some are much more established than ones we've talked about, like housecarers.com. Some are a little bit more like, not like they, there's a, I think one, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but it's really like hard into this affiliate program sort of thing. So it just feels a little bit like they're so into getting more and more people signed up that it seems like the website themselves doesn't really care about house sitters or the homeowners. But there really are a number of houses, like the different websites out there that are all sort of more specific, less specific, more users, fewer users. And so it's really just kind of, there's no one size fit all, basically. Yeah. Fits all, basically.
Just check them out. I mean, and they're all the same format. Essentially, you set up your profile, you message people, they message you, and then you get a house sit.
Yeah, it's super, super simple. And I believe unless we think of other stuff to add at a later date, this pretty much wraps up our mini series on house sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mentioned at the first episode, this is all going to be available on our website in the form of articles as well. And that's something I'll keep adding articles to, because if it's a very small piece of information, I can make, you know, a 300-word article on it. But I don't want to make a 2-minute podcast episode because it just doesn't feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're curious about more information, check out the website, onlybag.com. I'll have links in the description.
Do you also have articles about this on Medium?
Also on Medium as well,
if you're a Medium user,
if you prefer that. And I think, like I mentioned the first episode as well, if you do go to the website, we would love feedback as much as you'd like to give us. We just recently added ads onto the website. It's supposed to be in some sort of learning stage where basically it's learning the best placement. So right now the ads are sort of all over the place. And they, you know, they're like, we have to have a certain amount of, you know, people visiting the website before we can tell you the best placement for them. But let us know if you think there are too many ads. Let us know if anything's unclear, or if you have any issues clicking something, or if something's hard to read. We're just sort of, it's been up for about 2 months now, a little over 2 months. And we get a little bit of feedback here and there. So any feedback you could give us, we would appreciate.
And if you're going to be house sitting soon and you have a specific question, feel free to reach out.
100% reach out. Yes, people actually do all the time.
Fun. We love to hear from people.
Yeah, yeah. No, it'd be really cool because we do get people, like, especially mostly friends, I think, yeah, like, mm-hmm. who are asking us, like, guys, I'm going to so-and-so. How do I do this? Mm-hmm. So we'd be more than happy to give you any information we have, any advice that we have. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, thank you all again so much for listening to this mini-series on house sitting.
Thank you for listening to all of our chit-chat.
All of it. I have an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of it. It's probably a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your days, and we hope to see you on... No, that sounds really... What? Enjoy the rest of your days? Enjoy the rest of your day, but you're all having a separate day. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on our next podcast episode.
Yeah, and happy house sitting if you're going to do that.
And happy house sitting.